Hallelujah. Daniel, keep it up. Keep it up. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day to be alive. Psalm 94 verse 1. Psalm 94 verse 1. I am going to be brief. I want to close this service by one. So, it says, "Oh Lord God, to whom what? To whom vengeance belong. Oh God, to whom vengeance belong." Twice God said it in the scripture. "Oh God, to whom vengeance belong, show thyself." Oh God, to whom vengeance belong, show thyself. You are going to pray, "Lord, in my life, show yourself this morning. In my situation, Lord, show yourself." Oh God, to whom vengeance belong, say with me, "My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father." As I pray this morning, "You God, that vengeance belong, show yourself in my life." Open your mouth, just pray for yourself for 2 minutes. Pray for yourself. Lord, show yourself. Show yourself. Show yourself, Lord. Show yourself mightily. Show yourself in a miraculous way. My life must not remain like this. Something must change. Lord, show yourself mightily. Show yourself in my career. Show yourself. My stay in London. Lord, show yourself. My family life. Lord, show yourself. Over my children. Lord, show yourself. You are God to whom vengeance belongs. Show yourself in every area. Do not abandon me, oh God. Show yourself. Just talk to him. Ask God to show himself in your life. Ask God to over that your child. Ask God to show himself over that exam that is coming. Ask God to show himself over that finances. Ask God to show himself over that house you want to buy. Ask God to show himself. Oh God, to whom vengeance belong, show thyself in my situation. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, to you that vengeance belong, show yourself mightily in our life this morning. Perfect our life. Amen. And let your name alone be glorified. Amen. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for everybody that is here this morning. Hallelujah. Let's keep on inviting people. Let's keep on telling people who should be here that are not here. Hallelujah. Let's invite people that live in the local area that the church is here. Hallelujah. Judges 15, I'm reading verse 17 to 20. I thank God for the life of David. Hallelujah. I remember the first day I saw him, the only word that came to me is, "This boy is a miracle." Hallelujah. And he's still a miracle. You know, when you begin to see little child become big boys, then there's a warning that is you are being warned, you are being telling you, "Be careful, Abby." Uncle Michael, that's it. Now when the baby that is crawling begin to stand up, and they begin to say, "Dad, the way you dress today is not good, can you change it?" Then you know that you are shifting out of the terrace and they are taking over. I pray that our children will be bigger than us. Why is your amen so weak? Amen. Our children will be bigger than us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray one prayer before I read the scripture? Anybody with high blood pressure issues in this house, anyone dealing with pressure in their blood in this morning, Lord, my Father, my God, we release them, oh God, to you, God, that shows mercy. Show mercy concerning their blood pressure this morning in the name of Jesus. Bring it to normalcy in the name of Jesus. Let the blood, let it flow the way it should flow in the name of Jesus. If there's any valve that is struggling, Lord, we release your mercy upon those valves. You are the creator from above, oh God. We rebuke any blood pressure issue in this house in the name of Jesus. And we ask, oh God, that your health will be our health. And you will perfect everything that concerns us. In Jesus' name we pray. Can somebody say, "I cannot continue like this"? I'm going to be brief for 20 minutes. I cannot continue like this. Something needs to change. Something needs to change. I am not wired to continue like this. I am not wired to struggle like this. I cannot just die like this. Am I talking to somebody? Is this a word for somebody? I cannot just die like this. Something needs to change. I have what it takes to excel. I have what it takes to move to the next level. I have what it takes to take over. My father's house cannot stop me. My mother's house cannot stop me. I am wired. I am inbuilt with something in life to move forward and to move with speed. If you believe what I'm talking about this morning, I want you to please be attentive to me. Hallelujah. Because, let's say, get ready for surprises. Amen. Goodly surprises. Amen. Hallelujah. On the 12th, I have to be in Basidin for birthday of Damilari and Sultan. The two of them asked to package it together for me. The same day. The church is just too excellent. Hallelujah. Some people went to eat pizza yesterday. They didn't invite me. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? They had the pizza alone. They didn't invite me. That's not nice. For which one? I'll carry go follow. Hallelujah. On the 8th, when is on the 8th? Wednesday, we have to drive to Basidin too. Hallelujah. Amen. So this month is on the 18th. Is it 18 or 17? 18. Dagenham and two ways in Dagenham. Mama and Matthew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a glorious day. Somebody's life is turning around. And it came to pass when he had made an end to speaking. Hey, somebody's life has just received a push. Ali Kande Bragada. As he made an end to speaking, you know that you get to a point, brother, okay, that there's no word to speak again. There's a time, my sister, that you are just tired. You are just tired. You can't complain again. You made an end of speaking. Oh, Yambran, take it, take it. There's a time you come, you can't even pray anymore. You are just lost of word. You will just be, God, why me? Why is all this going on? Why did you say I am blessed and I'm still struggling? Why do you say you love me and my life still experiences a jiggy jiggy? That he cast this job away, the jawbone out of his hand. He was fighting with the jawbone. He has killed 1,000 people with jawbone. The jawbone of an ass, a donkey. Somebody only does the jawbone of a donkey. The jawbone of a donkey is not bigger than this mic. And he has killed 1,000. So he threw it away and he called the place Ramateli. I'm not going to bother too much on that name. One other time I will do that. Let's go to the next verse 18. And in verse 18, hallelujah. And he was so attached. He was so thirsty. And called on the Lord and said, thou hast given me great deliverance into the hands of thy servant, and now shall I die for test, and fall into the hand of those uncircumcised. This is something we are talking about. Holy Ghost. There are only three people that their life came by prophecy outside Jesus. Samson was one, Isaac was one, and John the Baptist. They came with prophecy. They came with how their life should be lived. Now this man was surrounded by 1,000 people and he used a jawbone of an ass. He finished all of them. All of a sudden, his test. This is not spiritual, physical test. He has no water. He's in the midst of the enemy. And he said, oh God, you have given me this deliverance. I don't know how we get to London. I don't know you are going to give me this visa. This COS I have, I don't know you are going to give it to me. Huh? Am I talking to somebody? This job I am doing, I don't even know you are going to give it to me. These children you are giving to me, I'm not even thinking of marriage. But all of a sudden, I am testing, oh God. I'm thanking you for all this. I have the house, I have the car, I have the paper. I have the children. But at this thing, if you don't answer me, I will die. Am I talking to somebody's mind? Am I speaking to somebody's mind? It's everything I've been praying for, you have answered. But now I'm testy. If you don't answer this single one, test can kill. Can I shock you? Hunger will not kill you as fast as test. You will die quickly when you are thirsty than when you are hungry. You can run without food. I mean, I've done without food 200 days and I didn't die. You won't do 20 days so without water. Huh? Huh? So, he got there. I'm looking at the time. And he said, I am athirst. I need water. Lord, do not let me die like this. I hope somebody is praying this morning. Lord, do not let me die like this. Answer me this area. I cannot continue this struggling. I cannot continue with this. Lord, answer me in your mercy. Give me verse 19. And in verse 19, but God clave an hollow. Hollow place that was in the jaw. And there came water there out. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again. And he revived. I'm not even going to read more than that. Brethren, please listen to me and look at me properly so that you can get this. This guy missed his wife. He came back just to see his wife. And by the time he got to his wife, the father-in-law will not allow. And there are other incidents. I'm not going to that because my time is not there to explain a lot of things this morning. But in the process of time, in the process of this, the Bible says he started using the jawbone, killing people. I mean, Bible stories at times is difficult to understand. How somebody used one jawbone to kill 1,000? You know, Bruce Lee fight. One thing I've seen in Bruce Lee fight, everybody will not come at the same time. They come one by one. But when it is war, they will not come one by one. Am I talking to somebody? I look at Elijah on the mount when he killed 450 prophets of Baal. What did he use to kill them? Did they line up one by one and he was cutting their head? That is another day. But this guy, please just understand this. How many of you have killed goat before? Has anybody in this church killed goat before? Brother Ola, have you killed goat before? You have never killed goat. Jesus. How many of you have killed chicken? One, two. Only we may serve the men here. What's wrong with you? You cannot even kill chicken. Who is it that's bad? You actually kill chicken? That young man at the back? No, just imagine, Bracky, you have never killed chicken before. What of goat? You've killed pig. Pig is even stronger. Ah, okay. Now imagine they ask you to kill chicken, 1,000. I want you to be practical so that you can see how you bend down there. They are bringing one by one. Even if you are chopping it with knife, by the time you chop 1,000, you'll be tired. Huh? The bag is fighting enemy. It's not in a game. It's in a battle. And it's using the jawbone of an ass that doesn't have any sharp edges. It was just killing them. The Bible says he was tired. At the end of the 1,000, he took the jawbone, he threw it away. Said to somebody beside you, don't throw it away. You may need it again. Don't throw it away. You may need it again. Whoever has helped you before, don't throw them away. Whatever instrument that has helped you before, don't throw it away. You may need it again. Am I talking to somebody? Somebody that has been there for you before, don't throw it away because you're a big man now. Because you're a big woman now, don't discard them. You may need it again. You may need it again. Because the miracles some of us are looking for are in what we have thrown away. The miracle we are looking for at times is in what we have discarded. Oh, I am done with. I've gotten what I needed today. How many of you have helped people and you help them the moment they're stable? They abandon you. They abandon you because they feel they have arrived. They feel they are there. They feel they don't need you anymore. Other people can do it. My brothers and sisters, don't throw them away. Those little experiences you have, don't throw them away. Many of us forgot there are times in the service we are doing in the house of God that is protecting us. It is what we are doing in the house that nobody clap for you for. That is what is protecting and preserving your life. Listen to me. Nobody clap for Samson. He killed 1,000 people. He was fighting the enemy. He was fighting those who hate his father-in-law that we already give the wife to another person. Nobody clapped for him. He used the jawbone. And the Bible says he was a task. That's what I know in Psalm 37 verse 25. It says, I used to be young. Now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. That is the righteous, not everyone. The Bible said when he cried to God, he said, Lord, don't let me die like this. Help me, Lord. Don't let me die like this. And the Bible says, give me verse 20 if you are still there. Judges verse 15:20. Holy Ghost. Okay, go back to 19. And the Bible says, out of the hollow, and God cleaved an hollow place that was in the jaw. If you are reading it from a different version and not King James, the way they put it is different. Hallelujah. So I prefer the interpretation of the King James. So, listen. So God said to him, go and pick the jaw again. Out of the jaw, water start coming out. Listen to me. Was the water there before? Listen to me, church. Was the water there before? No. But every bone can create water. Every level you are can produce what you need. Can I shock everyone? London is enough to give million to everybody, and London will not feel it. London can create every one of us in this church as millionaire, and London will not be shaken. Because there are so much untapped resources. But we throw away the prayer we prayed before we came into UK. Can I talk to somebody again? We threw away the promise we promised God before we came to UK. We threw away the service of God we had because we are now comfortable. Church is now secondary. Worship of God is now optional. Hallelujah. And that is why most of us are tasked. That's why the thirsty is becoming so much. But listen, the water you are looking for is in the jawbone that you threw away. Go and pick it up. I cannot afford to die like this. I cannot afford to end it like this. Don't be in a hurry to destroy what is working for you. Huh? Don't be in a hurry to destroy people that have been there all their life for you. Oh God, I think I'm going to stop because of time. But let me read something to you and it will help you. 2 Peter, give me 2 Peter. Give me 2 Peter. I'm reading verse 3, verse 15, verse 3, and I'm reading verse 14 to 16. And then we pray. Is that what I said? 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3, 14. 2 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. Yes, verse 14. Thank you, sir. Let me put your plate because of time. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things. Who is looking for such things? You. Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Verse 15. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, had it written unto us. That means somebody had experience. Something was given to him. Give me verse 16. And in verse 16 he says, as also in all his epistle, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Some things are very difficult to be understood. It was not nice to me. It was horrible. It was terrible. It was this. It was that. Which that they are unlearned and not stable rest, as they do also the other scripture, unto their own destruction. Brethren, there's a jawbone you still have with you. Don't throw it away. If you have thrown it away, go and pick it up. But I'm talking about spiritual things, not physical things. I'm talking about spiritual things. The same jawbone, what I gush out and filled him up. How do you serve God before you came to London? How are you serving him now? How do you serve while you're serving God when you first came? The first 6 months before London take you over your life. How are you serving him now? The God of yesterday is the God of today. Is the God of forever. Hebrews 13:8. It says the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If God has been there for you, the instrument you are using that make God to work for you, don't throw it away. There will be water inside the same jawbone that you used to kill your enemy. Rise up, everybody. I want us to pray. I want you to sincerely pray. Lord, what is it that I throw away that will work for me? What is it that I throw away? Somebody is going to be given a new opportunity of a new job this week. A new opportunity is coming to somebody. I just saw the flash, but that's not what I'm praying about. I want you to pray, Lord. What is it that I threw away that will work for me? Oh God, wherever I throw it, oh God, link me back to it so that I will not lose what will raise me higher. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Lord, I need to connect back to it, Lord. Pray for yourself. What is it that I throw away? What is it that I throw away that will help me? What is it that I throw away that will lead to my source of happiness and my joy? What is it that I throw away? What have I been doing that I stopped doing? Pray for yourself. The test will come one day. The test will come one moment. Lord, help me to locate my jawbone back. Help me to pick up my jawbone, oh God. Help me, oh God, to identify my jawbone again, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I don't want to remain like this. As I pray this morning, everything I need, every human being I need, every relationship I need, every career I need, every finances I need, you are God that supplies. Give it unto me this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray. Everything I need, Lord, I come to you. I come to you. I come to you. You are the one that can give me this, Lord. I come to you, Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. Lord, I realize I can't do it myself. I realize I cannot do it myself. I need you, oh God. I need your people. I need your connection. Talk to him. If you truly need him, talk to him. Lord, I need you. I need you, oh God, more than any other thing. I need you more than any other thing, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord, to locate my jawbone, Lord. Help me, Lord, to locate the jawbone I lost, oh God. Help me to locate the jawbone I threw away, Lord. Help me to locate that jawbone where the source of my water is. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Pray one prayer for somebody here this week, morning, that everything we do this week will be 100% successful. I am sorry we never be any of our portion. Anything that is done concerning us this week, that it will be 100% successful. Open your mouth, pray for that person. Pray for that person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Ligandeva, ligandebre, godo. Pray for the Lord that whatever will be done this week, whatever procedure, whatever exams, whatever interview, it will be 100% successful, Lord. 100% successful, Lord. 100%. No mistake of any kind. No, I'm sorry. Eli Bali Gade Brogodo. Say to your children, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Our Lord and our Father, we say thank you. You have been good to us. You have been awesome. This week, we hand it over to you. Genesis 16:3 he said, you are God that see it. See us through this week in the name of Jesus. That jawbone that we lost, that jawbone that was stolen away from us, that jawbone that was cunningly taken away from us, Lord, connect us back to it this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the jawbone provide the water we need. Let it provide the life that we need. Let it provide the substance that we need. That this week, every man, every woman under the sound of my voice, we have a testimony to share. And Lord, your name alone will be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Our God is good.